Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's Midday Interview. Charlon Turner is here today. She's the festival director for an event that started in Wilmington, is still going strong. I'm so proud to have been a tiny part of this at one point, and I just am a big fan. The Black Arts Alliance presents the 13th North Carolina Black Film Festival, still going strong. It's a four-day juried and invitational festival. We'll be hearing all about what kinds of films will be shown, where and when, because various venues are involved. There's also a competition, there's awards, there's prizes, and of course there's a great deal of incredible networking. So, Charlon, thank you so much for coming today.
Thank you so much for having us. I'm excited.
It's a pleasure to have you here. Now, this is a four-day juried and invitational festival. How were the films chosen? Who chose them?
We do a call for submissions, usually late summer, early fall. All the films come in. We look at them. We assign two festival programmers, Brendan Hickman and Regina McLeod, and they watch every single film. They decide what will be accepted into the festival and what will go to the juries so that the competition and the prizes can be decided.
I just heard Regina McLeod's name yesterday. She must be in For Colored Girls.
Yes, she is Lady in Red.
And you are in For Colored Girls.
Yes,
as well.
Lady in Purple.
Which I can't believe you're doing that while you're pulling this festival together.
I can't believe I'm doing it either.
Oh, well.
It's what we do, right?
Exactly. And if you're passionate about something, sometimes you can overextend a bit.
We can.
That does happen, yes. So there's how many films were submitted? Do you have any idea,
We have had over 30 films submitted, and we are screening right at 29.
Wow.
So we had, I think, about 35. So there were a few that weren't accepted for this year, but 29 films are official selections of the festival.
Now, of the films, some are feature length, but there are other kinds of films as well. Talk about that.
Yes, we have the feature lengths. We also have documentaries. Some documentaries are feature length and some are shorts. And then we have quite a few short blocks, 30 minutes, 15 minutes. We have a film that's 6 minutes long. We have some animation pieces that we're going to show during Family Cinema, which is Saturday, and that's free and open to the public.
Yeah.
We're also including music videos this year. In the past, a lot of them have been hip-hop videos, but we actually have a gospel video, too.
Oh, I'm excited about that. That's great.
Yes.
There are a number of prizes and awards that will be given away during this time. Talk about that process.
We give prizes in each category for either animation, documentary, features, and shorts, but we have to have at least three films accepted in each category for us to give a prize. And the first place winner will receive $500 check to use towards future post-production or future projects.
All right. And one of the things that I know is the most powerful aspect of the North Carolina Black Film Festival is all these filmmakers of African-American descent coming to town, getting to meet each other, see each other's films, and talk about their creative process and be supportive of each other.
Yes, and support and find out what's going on, learn from each other's mistakes, what can they do better. And the film community here is very supportive. Joe Dutton from Wilmington Camera, he comes every year if he's in town, and he sits one-on-one with filmmakers. He looks at their films, gives them feedback. We do a tour on Friday of Screen Gems and Wilmington Camera, so filmmakers can see hands-on how projects are done and learn about the projects that are done in Wilmington. A lot of people from out of town don't realize how many films come to the Wilmington area, so we are honored to be able to share that information with our guests.
And how many films are made here?
Yes.
And I imagine one of the things that the filmmakers get together and help each other out with is, how did you get funding for your film? That's always so difficult.
And distribution and all of that.
So the mechanics of it. Yeah, the nuts and bolts.
And this year we're having a workshop by Working Films, which is a local organization here in Wilmington, Anna Lee and Molly Murphy. And they're going to do a workshop on audience engagement and how to bridge film and nonprofit organizations for the fight for social justice. So I'm very excited to add that to the film festival this year.
Wow. If you're just joining us, you're hearing Charlon Turner. She's the festival director for the 13th North Carolina Black Film Festival presented by the Black Arts Alliance. It's a four-day juried and invitational festival of independent films by African-American filmmakers. It includes features, shorts, animation, documentaries, some short, some long. And there are about 29 films that are going to be shown from next Thursday through Sunday. So, Charlon, let's kind of walk our way through the days now and tell people what they can look forward to starting with next Thursday.
Thursday at 6 p.m. is our opening center mixer. It's an after-hours networking event that this year we're partnering with the Wilmington Minority Networking Professional Group.
Oh, yes.
So we're going to have business after-hours, hors d'oeuvres, beer and wine, and then we're going to open up at 7 p.m. with our greetings and our welcome and thank our sponsors. Around 7:15, we're going to have a film titled Dust. It's a short. It's about 6 minutes. It'll open up, and then the official opening selection is Things Never Said, starring Omari Hardwick, and that is going to be the opening film, and that should start by 7:30 at the Cameron Art Museum.
Now, I've heard about that film. Tell us a little bit about that one.
It was a big independent film that came out last year, and it's about a lady. She's in an abusive relationship, and she's into writing poetry. Has a lot to do with spoken word and kind of doing poetry in different venues, and she meets a man who kind of inspires her to continue with her poetry and to also get out of that abusive relationship. So it has a little bit of romance to it. It's kind of a drama, and I'm so excited. It's a film I've been wanting to see, and I haven't had a chance to.
Ah.
So the fact that we're opening with such a big film is a big plus for us.
That's great. So that is next Thursday, March 13th. Everything starting at the Cameron Museum about 6 o'clock?
Yes.
Okay, great. Now, what happens on Friday, March 14th?
Friday in the morning, we take the filmmakers, and we're also including students, film students from UNCW on the tour at Screen Gems and Wilmington Camera. We provide the filmmakers with a lunch. And that runs till about 4 o'clock. They get a couple hours break. And then this year on Friday, we're going to be at Django's Playhouse. Dan has been a big supporter of the film festival. So we're going to do a screening of short blocks on Friday night at Django's starting at 6. And several films from local filmmakers. Corey Branch, who's done a documentary, well, not a documentary, but a short called Natural Hair Diaries, which is really cute about the process of natural hair. And I had the opportunity to work on that project, so I'm excited. Marquand Raglan, another local filmmaker, has a film that's going to screen that night as well. And then we're going to hang out in the courtyard at Django's Playhouse and just network and fellowship with one another.
Well, that makes a lot of sense that Dan Brawley of Cucalora's Film Festival would be so supportive.
He is.
Have you ever seen that film with Chris Rock called Good Hair?
Yes, I did.
Oh, my God, I watched that. I was blown away about all the effort that goes into the fabulous hairstyles I see on women around me and the thousands
people
of dollars
involved. People don't realize how important
our hair is. Oh, my gosh. Yes. Well, I do remember I used to read for a blind student in the Kansas City District, and this was an inner city school, so my young man was black, and he used to sit really close to me, and he while I was reading to him, he would like put his hands on my hair, and he'd go, "Miss Erickson, this is bad hair."
Did he really?
Because, I mean, it's the quintessential white girl hair.
Right, right.
It's thin, it's fine, it's got no body. I was like, James, I can't help it. You know, and he's like, no, you should go to the hairdresser my mama goes to. She could help you
and
out.
And get some texture to it.
Get a lot of texture to it. All right. So we talked about Friday, the filmmakers' tours and luncheon, the Friday night screenings at Django's Playhouse, hanging out afterwards. Then what happens on Saturday, the 15th?
Saturday, we are at the Community Arts Center all day at 10 a.m. in the morning. We're having a filmmaker's brunch and networking that will take place. We're also going to have family cinema again, which is free and open to the public, and
those are
age appropriate films, so we encourage the family to come out, bring the kids. There's no charge for that. And then at 11 we'll have that workshop with working films, and then we're going to start with film screening starting around 12:15 all day. There'll be shorts, there'll be documentaries, there'll be features. At 4 p.m. in the afternoon, we're going to have an industry panel discussion.
Wow.
Mr. Dutton will be a part of that, as well as other industry people who are working on projects who have quite a bit of experience and can give filmmakers feedback.
Wow.
We did that last year kind of impromptu, and they loved it. So this year, we've planned for it. It's in the schedule, and that's going to happen at 4. We have some great films coming. Another big film that's going to be our feature for Saturday night is Black Coffee. It's a romantic comedy. The director had his film show in Charlotte last weekend, and he called to see if he could include it, and we were able to squeeze it in.
Mm.
He's coming with family and friends. His wife has ties to the Wilmington area, so that's 7 p.m. on Saturday night. And then Dante, who's a local filmmaker, he doesn't live in Wilmington anymore, but is from the area. His film Frat Brothers, which was filmed here, is going to screen that night at 8:45.
Wow, it sounds like Saturday is really a blockbuster
day. It is. It's jam-packed. We're going to have vendors and all kinds of things going on Saturday.
Wow, and that's all at the Hannah Block Historic USO.
Yes, starting at 10, and we'll be there probably till 10 that night.
Now, you mentioned that that's during that time on Saturday that the audience engagement using film in the fight for social justice workshop is, yes. is being put on by Working Films.
Yes.
Great, great. Now, it's not over yet. How about Sunday?
Sunday is great. We added last year Fashion and Film, and it's coming back for the second year. This year, it is inspired by the film Coming to America. So it's going to have a lot of African influences to it. There's several designers, local designers, who have designed outfits inspired by that film. We're going to have an award ceremony directly after the fashion show, and then the closing film, The Inevitable Defeat of Mr. and Pete, which was another big independent film. Jennifer Hudson is starring in it, and that's an excellent film to come out and see on Sunday afternoon. And Fashion and Film is $10.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, we won't get into all the ticket pricing because it varies according to the blocks.
Sure.
What I want to do is, we've just given you a lot of information, so let me give the website, and you can go look at blackartsalliance.org. And if you see something you want, you can go to the registration portion of the site, blackartsalliance.org/registration. You can get the whole schedule that Charlon and I just talked about, see what the various films cost. You can get buy blocks of films, or you can get an all festival pass.
Yes.
And of course, as she said, there are some parts of it that are free and some parts that are low cost. So there's certainly something everybody yes. can participate in. Charlon Turner, Festival Director of the Black Arts Alliance presentation, the 13th North Carolina Black Film Festival. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us. We really, really appreciate your support and hope that you'll come out as well as the community. Tickets are available. Passes are available. Everything's on our website. So anything you need, just give us a contact and we're going to look for you starting next Thursday.
Wonderful. It's a great festival and it's a wonderful presenting organization that does so much good in this community. Thank you, Charlotte.
Thank you.